Good morning, 10:15 here on the Mighty 690. And joining us now, we have Roger Johnson from the Tulsa Model A Club. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. We're doing great.
That's great. So this is really awesome to have you here in studio. And you got lots of folks here from the Tulsa Model A Ford Club. And so you guys are on a little trip.
That's right. We do. We work in conjunction with the Oklahoma City Club. It's called the Sooner Model A Club, and we go on a spring tour and a fall tour. And this is our spring tour, and each club puts it on, and we go someplace for 4 or 5 days and just drive our cars and enjoy it. And we've been to Kansas several times, and I got to say right now, on behalf of the Tulsa Club and the Sooner Club, thank you. You folks are so wonderful, so gracious to us, so we appreciate it.
Well, this is fantastic, and you know, I know that. I feel like almost everyone should at least know what a Model A looks like. You know, maybe they've heard of a Model T, you know, the
exactly.
Similar body style, that sort of thing. What's kind of the difference, and why are Model A's so special?
Well, they were really the first. Model T went on for probably 15 years. The Model A actually only went on 4 years. Just in America, over 20 million of them were sold in 1931. So they're everywhere. The biggest improvements, of course, were the transmission, geared transmission. The Model T had bands and different things. The Model A also full electric start,
yeah.
Which was a big deal.
Don't
you
wrap
know?
Your thumb.
Yeah, and of course, as any auto industry, there were improvements made as they went along for safety glass, things like that.
Yeah, of course. So I mean, I know this is—it's such a popular car, and you see them from time to time, even you know, just cruising around people out for a great Sunday drive. But here, you know, this is a great opportunity to get together. And I assume that your routes usually kind of take the back roads, because what's your top speed that you usually are comfortable, you know, going at, you know, for just cruising?
Well, it depends on the car and how many upgrades you have. The automobile I have is exactly standard, like it came off the factory. I've put seat belts in it and done some safety upgrades. And oddly enough, each car's a little different. About 45 to 48 on a flat road is really quite comfortable.
Okay. Sure. And do you guys kind of take some of those secondary roads, shall you say, just you know, to keep off the, I mean, obviously interstate you're going to steer clear from.
Absolutely. And it's amazing how much of America you see and how fun life is at about 40 miles an hour on the back roads.
You know, I totally agree. And in fact, it was just last weekend here, I took kind of the old route out of Coffeyville and got to go over some of the old bridges, you know, those rainbow arch bridges or just those.
Exactly.
And even some of those old, you know, 1919 bridges that are quite narrow, you know, and by today's standards, they're a one lane bridge.
Yeah.
But, you know, just because cars used to be so much smaller. But how did you get interested in Model A's? Where'd yours come from?
The car I'm driving right now was a local Oklahoma car, and it was restored probably 25 years ago. But oddly enough, I got interested just cruising eBay one day looking at cars, and like a complete idiot, I knew nothing about it and bought one off of eBay and had it delivered, and it took me about 2 months to learn. And actually, I didn't know what I was doing, so I hooked up with a local Model A Ford Club.
Yeah.
And those guys came over, showed me how to work on it, how to drive it, and that's been 22 years, and it's been a pleasure ever since.
Well, that is fantastic. And of course, are there different, like a two-door and four-door Model A's? Are there kind of a few different flavors?
Oh, absolutely. Matter of fact, each year the color changed. You know, you used to be all saying that Henry Ford said you could have a color, any color you want as long as it's black. But each year they added new color schemes and styles. We have what I have out front here is a four-door town sedan, which is four-door. And then the two-door is called a Tudor. T-U-D-R, town sedan. Then we have several different versions of the coupe, which is a two-seater. Sometimes they had rumble seats. Some was called a business coupe. Some had the hard top, soft top. And then you get the basic trucks also. Now, Ford also had another division, which started in about 1930, called the Double A. And these were the heavy trucks used for construction and dump trucks and that sort of thing. And several in our club have, I have two AA trucks, and several in our club also have the AA's.
Well, that is great. Now, I a couple of years ago got the chance to go through the Ford plant, Rouge plant is specifically. So that was really neat. Do you know if are there any gatherings where they go back to, you know, where all these cars came from?
Oh, absolutely. All over America, almost every club is doing what we do. There's regional meets that are normally a week long. And then there's national meets, which actually we're kind of thrilled today. The national president of the Model A Ford Club of America, the national club, actually came up to go on our coffee Jacksonville tour with us, Robert and his Ellen Bullard. So we've got the big dog here in town with us.
Well, that's fantastic.
Oh, yes. There's so many different, in fact, even specific cars. For example, I also have a Phaeton, which is a four-door convertible. They called it a touring car. And there's actually a Phaeton group. There's a A400 group. There is a limousine group, all Model A's. And so they do different things at different times.
Well, that is really great. And just having been able to spend a little bit of time in the Wichita Club myself, you know, there they've got the parts. That's the thing. You can still get the parts for these cars.
Absolutely. There are some parts that are difficult to get, but like you say, the Wichita Club, there's also a great center in Denver called Burt's Model A, and it's a full restoration shop and parts, and it's like a huge Model A junkyard. So if you need an original part, you can go get an original part, but there's also a lot of aftermarket makers. So almost everything, well, COVID kind of put a kibosh and stuff, but almost everything I could get on the phone right now and it'd be in my house in 2 days.
That's really cool. Now, you mentioned upgrades, and there's things like, for instance, the turn signals and that sort of thing you can add, right?
I did add turn signals to mine, but you don't know they're turn signals because I have them hidden in other lights.
Good.
But yes, a lot of, actually, what's been popular now is a lot of people will add air conditioners to them.
Really?
There's called a Mitchell transmission, which is a synchromesh transmission that allows you to go 65 miles an hour down the highway.
Okay.
I'm not sure I would want to in a in this light of an automobile, but those are the most upgrades. And of course, there's an internal engine upgrades too. I mean, the engine I'm running is exactly the engine that came off the factory in 1931.
Wow.
The same technology.
Well, and that's one of those things where, you know, if you ever see Model A, maybe a car show or whatever, definitely take some time to, you know, you can look under the hood there and see, you know, it's so simple. It's amazing.
It is. Matter of fact, we're staying at the Holiday Inn Express. I don't really have the address right now, but you'll see the parking lot. We have 22 cars there at one time or another. Since it's not raining, there's almost always someone out in the parking lot. You are more than welcome to come by, look at the cars. If we're around town, in fact, we just finished the Brown Mansion. We're doing the Dalton Tours tomorrow, Casino, Little House on the Prairie, Aviation Museum tomorrow. So we're going to be all over town.
Excellent.
And if you see a car, think nothing of walking up and saying, hey, can I take a look?
Oh, awesome. Well, that is fantastic. Anywhere else? So, are there any other cities that you're hitting as part of your spring tour?
No, what we normally do is, this is a short tour. Obviously, we came up on Thursday and we'll go home on Sunday. We normally try to pick an area like Coffeyville, who has a lot of really interesting things that many of our group members have never seen. And it's, you know, so close. There's so much close to everything you do in America. So almost every spring or fall tour, we can be within 200 miles of something really cool. So no, we picked Coffeyville. We will stay with Coffeyville. And then once again, the board of the Chamber of Commerce, Amy, has been wonderful. Everybody here's been great to us.
Well, this is fantastic to have you here, and I'm glad that you got some time to stick around.
Oh,
and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
So if people are interested in maybe, you know, learning more about Model A's, maybe they've always kind of wanted to have one or just learn more, is there a way that they can get in touch with you at the Tulsa Model A Ford Club?
Sure. Almost every club has a website. We also have a Facebook page, and it's, again, Tulsa Model A Ford Club. However, the National Club is pretty easy. It's Model A Ford Club of America. So it's MAFCA.com. And they can put you in contact with any local club. You know, the Wichita Club is great. The Kansas City Club is great. Not only can they put you in contact, they have cars for sale that are pretty decent. So you can find us almost anywhere if you just go online and type in Model A Ford Club local.
Excellent. Well, Roger, thank you so much for coming on this morning. Really excited to have you here in town, and hope everyone else here in Coffeyville rolls out the welcome mat for you. And it's just a really cool thing that you're
great.
Doing, and I commend you and everyone there in the group. It's really fun.
Real quick, one thing about our clubs, Oklahoma City Club, the Sooner, has about 65 families, but here's the interesting part. They have over 120 cars in the 65 families.
Okay.
So most people,
wow,
once you get into Model A, it's like a horrible drug. You have to have another one. Our club here in Tulsa, by the way, the Oklahoma City Club's been around 55 years. The Tulsa Club's been around 45 years. I'm sorry, 55 years also. We, again, have around 70 people with at least 150 different automobiles in different stages of operation.
Sure.
But Model A's are so easy to find, so fun, and you will find someone to help you to work on them and drive them if you want one.
Excellent. Well, sir, thanks so much for being on the program here today, and I hope to see you around town. And like you said, if you see one of the club members out and about, they're happy to show it off.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Roger Johnson, appreciate it, and enjoy your time in Coffeeville.
Thanks. We will.
All right, and we'll be back to Open Line here in just a few moments on the Mighty 690 KGGF.